Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
7:24 this morning is where we're at, and we move along now to our next feature. Now, Makassar residents and anti-war activists are calling for the ammunition manufacturer Rheinmetall Denel Munition to be shut down. This after a deadly blast at the factory in September that killed 8 people. Members of the community held a public meeting last week to raise their concerns. Community activist and deputy chair of the Greater Makassar Civic Association, Rhoda Ann Bazier, joins us now. Rhoda, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, of course, let's start off with the report from the manufacturer, Rheinmetall Denel Munition. I mean, this incident happened in September last year. The report comes out a year later. What exactly have been the findings?
The findings of the internal investigation of Rheinmetall says that it was a human error. So there was two men much ignite electricity. So what they're actually saying is that they're blaming, if they're saying it's a human error, they are blaming one of the workers. Mm-hmm. And which is unacceptable. We want Rheinmetall to take responsibility because it happened inside the workplace and not outside.
So, of course, I can imagine, you know, with regards to the report, residents must be immensely angry in terms of the outcomes of this report.
Yeah, especially the families, because it was worse for them getting this report than getting it, as it took them back to the 3rd of September, saying that their own loved ones was responsible for the blast, even though they were just workers.
Really unfortunate. Now, was there any compensation paid out for the workers' families? How was that dealt with?
There were payouts. Rheinmetall Germany gave 10 million rand. But let me first tell you before that, there's been 8 people that was killed in the blast. But the next door house, 2N16, that blew up, there was another worker, Shafika Naidu, who was also in the blast. And that she's the only living person that in the that came out of the blast. Now, the 10 million, so that would make it an amount of 9 people, because 8 died and Shafika was also in the incident. Mm. But the company has been hiding Shafika as if there was not another person in the blast. Mm-hmm. And Shafika, out of the 10 million, they have decided that they are going to divide it between the families for only 10 years. So if your relative, that person has died, let's take Bradley Tandy for instance. He has been 18 years old. So for 10 years, they are only going to pay his family an amount of money. And after the 10 years, it will stop. And there's sorry, it means that his parents, his lifespan for Rheinmetall was 10 years and nothing else. And I think in terms of the Labor Relations Act, if you are, and even though you have been working there, it means that if you are died in an incident, you must be paid until your lifespan. Mm-hmm. Because he has been working there, and it was an incident that took place in the workplace and not outside of the workplace.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Now, Rhoda, what are some of the concerns, you know, in terms of the safety of this factory, also taking into consideration that it's in a residential area?
Yes. Look, there's plus minus, and Satari came also along, a private development, which since the last census, Makassar have grown so much. It's about plus minus, you can say 500,000 people that stays, even more, that stays within Makassar. And a munition factory inside of Makassar, it's very dangerous. Opposite the gate of Rheinmetall, you've got the deep freeze community staying there. And then on the other side, you've got Marvin Park residents, and then the Makassar, the greater Makassar people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've also got the Helderberg Basin, because if there's an explosion, you can even feel it until the strand.
Mm.
Out of the 8 people that was killed in that accident, 5 were casuals and 3 were permanent workers. Now, even payments for the permanent workers means that if the 10 years is finished, the factory will only pay the widow's a widow's pension, which is also not fair. But in any case, for us, we are feeling that even the munition factory being built in a community, you remember that the old Arms Corps used, the building used to belong to Arms Corps.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2008, Rheinmetall took over, yes, 51% of the shares, and Denel still got 49% of the shares, which means the state must also take responsibility because they are part of this, and not only Rheinmetall.
Sure. Rhoda, we are going to just quickly break for our headlines at the bottom of the hour. We continue the conversation when we return. Thank you.
Morning.
So 7:31 is where we're at this morning. Of course, we are speaking in terms of there have been calls to shut down the arms factory out in Somerset West, that is the Rheinmetall Denel munition. Of course, this is after the incident that transpired in September last year, killing 8 people, wounding 1 other. And of course, you know, just unpacking the report that has come through a year later online, we do have Rhoda Ann Bazier, Greater Makassar Civic Association Deputy Chair. Rhoda, thank you for holding and welcome back.
Okay, thanks.
Now, you know, there have been calls to close down this factory, but also concerns in that, you know, it could possibly mean that many local residents will be losing their jobs. You know, how is this working out? What's going on there?
Look, we are thinking that because Rheinmetall is a German company, they've got a lot of other factories. I'm not sure whether you remember when Patricia de Lille was the mayor, there was the memorial service.
Mm-hmm.
And she made the call for the factory to close down, to build houses. But the issue is because the grounds are so much contaminated, you won't be able to build houses on that piece of land. They must uncontaminate that land first, and Denel must take responsibility, the state who falls under Minister Provan Gordon's office, together with Rheinmetall, and they must, I think, Minister Patel the other day in, I think it was in Saldanha, when they wanted to close, the steel factory wanted to close. He made us say to them, rather find other people to sell the factory to, so that workers don't lose their jobs. And we want to make the same plea to the government and Rheinmetall, is do the honorable thing. If you shut down the factory, decontaminate the grounds and bring other factories to the community here, so that we don't lose, so that we can continue employment. I mean, in South Africa, Cape Town, the unemployment rate is high. But we want to say, because it's a government institution together with Rheinmetall, who's a major factory out of another country, bring jobs closer to our people. Because it can be done.
Now, of course, another concern in terms of Rheinmetall is what exactly is known about Rheinmetall and their weapons exports. I mean, you know, has it been confirmed that the company has exported weapons used in conflict zones? I see this was doing the rounds as well.
Yeah, that's true. If you've spoken or heard about Terry Crawford Brown,
mm-hmm.
Though he was also instrumental in the closing of the Strandfontein, the SWAT Club Munitions Factory of Denel at the time. So they've moved some of the workers over. The factory produces missiles and munitions, which is being used in Saudi Arabia, Turkey, the other countries. But anyway, and the munitions that is being used and sent across is to make war in, especially if you look at the countries, Yemen, and all these other countries, Iraq, Iran, you'll find it is war that's been taking place in mostly Muslim countries.
Now,
and
Rhoda, so in this regard, how exactly are you taking up the matter with local government?
We have had a meeting with the minister, the premier of the Western Cape, Alan Windy, and we've asked for an inquest. In the public meeting, he sent a representative. They said that they'll be coming back to us within 2 weeks' time. We've also liaised with the HOD of the Department of Labor, because remember, there's three reports that are supposed to come in. This one, we are saying the one report that's in is that Rheinmetall is just blowing their own horn and don't want to take responsibility. The other report that is outstanding is the South African police report. And the third one that's outstanding is the Department of Labor's report. So we've also asked the Department of Labor that we, in writing to the HOD of the Department of Labor at a national level, that we want a public hearing to take place so that people can come and tell their own stories in terms of those who work there, which are saying that this is the first time in all the time that 8 people blew up. And I remember in a press interview, the CEO of Rheinmetall, who have subsequently retired, said to us that they, out of the 8 people, there's another person who was killed in the blast. So we are not only, and there has been previous blasts where people have lost their lives, even in the time of the old Sonkem. So we are saying enough is enough, because it's an environmental risk for our community. The one lady that worked there says that if munitions, the afal, I'm not sure what they call it in English now, but in any case, if it's like the dust of the munitions when they fall out at the back of Rheinmetall, there's a sluit, a ditch. So all of this fell, the dust fell into the ditch. So it's a lot of dust coming from munitions. So when you come from munitions, it's a lot. It becomes explosive. So they used to clean it. And she's saying to me now, the situation in terms of the maintenance of and the security standards have dropped dramatically. So my question to her was then, what happened to the munition dust now? So she says to me, no, if it rains, if there's a lot lying there and it rains, it just goes into the sea. And I was asking, so it's our people, my community and other people that swims into the sea. So at the end of the day, Rheinmetall is also polluting our sea. So and that becomes a risk and an environmental risk for anyone who swims in the sea and for our community. Because whenever there's an explosion, it goes up in the air, and the air gets polluted with all the shooting that they are doing, testing that they've done at the back. And they still do it, even though they say they don't do it.
Sure.
Because
Rhoda, we are running out of time, you know, in terms of the communication with local government and with regards to the public participation process, when do you hope to have final word in that regard?
We are waiting for the premier. He said within 2 weeks, since Thursday. It's less than 2 weeks now. So we are hoping to get an answer so that we can start with the inquest. And then we are on the Department of Labor's, and we also need to go and see SEPs. I know that SEPs is, SEPs take their own time in terms of doing a proper investigation. But I know that looking at CSI and whatever, if you retrack what has happened on the 8th, we can also say that on the before the explosion of N16, there was a pen that was worked on. So, and the people working there, I said that there's an N12 and N16. N16 was the one that blew up. But all the material that came through N12 blew up in N16. So why didn't it blow up at N12 first? Because they were working at on the pen of N16. So there are those kind of things, and that's why we are asking for an inquest. It has been a year. It's been if Rheinmetall and the NALAD, they say they would have rubbed it under the carpet, but we are saying if you go back into history, if you go back into history, you will find out there are precedents being set. We had Dr. Alan Busak here, and he spoke about the times when the Craddock 7 was murdered, Steve Biko and Ashley Creel and all those things. And in terms of an internal investigation, you would find that the experts would be the one to tell you what really happened. Because if you say somebody was killed and you do an investigation and it comes up that that person was killed, was murdered actually and not killed. And I also want to say that the families are saying that Rheinmetall Darnell murdered their children as well as their husbands. So we need to open this so that a serious investigation around the death of the 8 people and also environmentally how it's going to affect the community.
Right.
I also want to say that people who have taken retirement from Rheinmetall, you will find that they don't live long.
Okay.
Some of them, they die of cancer because of all the edges, things that they have inhaled.
Okay.
Because
Rhoda, unfortunately, time does not permit, but it has certainly been very interesting speaking to you this morning. A lot more that we can unpack, but perhaps at a later stage. But we do thank you for keeping us updated on this matter. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much.
And that That was Rhoda Ann Bozier, a Greater Makassar Civic Association Deputy Chair, there speaking to us in terms of the issues around Rheinmetall Darnell Munition.